We hear in this gospel the beautiful plea of Peter. Master, where are you going? Master, why can I not follow you now? What a beautiful expression from Peter, an expression that would be very fitting also to be on our hearts during this Holy Week, to ask the Lord, Master, where are you going? Where is he leading us during this Holy Week? Where is he leading us in our prayer? Where is he leading us in our charity? Where is he leading us to die to ourselves and to grow in virtue? Where is he leading us in this Holy Week? How beautiful to be able to ask that question sincerely from our hearts. We know that Jesus is leading us to death. What is the death to self that he's asking of us this Holy Week? It's so easy to go through the motions and imagine that this Holy Week will be like every other Holy Week because all of the external things will be essentially the same. But the reality is that the interior changes, and where Jesus is leading each one of us individually is different. And so it is good for us to take time in prayer and to ask the Lord, what are you going to transform in my life this week? We might have the zealous response of Peter then, yes, Lord, I'll do whatever you want. And we might find ourselves failing about halfway through the week. But that's okay too. Sometimes we want something a little bit different than what the Lord wants. The Lord did want Peter to learn how to die, to give everything, but not yet. And it might be the same for us. What we want might be different than what the Lord wants for us. Not all of us can immediately be John and have all of the answers. But all of us can be like John, and especially those of us who are consecrated religious, to take time leaning our head against the chest of Jesus and simply in silence asking him, Lord, where are you going? Master, where are you going with me, with my life this week? What is the death that you are leading me to? What is the new life that you are going to bring about in my heart? So as we enter into this Eucharist and draw very close to Jesus, as he exposes his chest to us for us to recline against him, as he exposes his heart for us to listen to that heartbeat, let us ask him from our hearts and take courage that he will give us the grace to carry it out. Master, where are you going? Master, I want to follow you.